high atop a mountain, above the pines and mist that surrounds the Bay of Inverness, there stands an incredible mansion. Its three towers appear to pierce the sky. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space.
Return to Inverness!
Once again, Jack Flanders returns to that old mansion sitting high atop a mountain overlooking the Bay of Inverness. It's a dark and dreary overcast day as Jack pulls over to the side of the road. He lowers his window and gawks.
Wow. Inverness. Look at that place. And there are the three towers, reaching into the sky, just like I remembered.
There is a fourth tower that has appeared to a chosen few, but those who have entered that tower have disappeared, except for one. He did return. Luck was with him. But for how long?
The higher the castle, the nearer to the lightning.
Your aunt made one stipulation in her will.
Oh?
Those who now occupy the mansion may live there as long as they like.
They? But, well, not for the rest of their lives.
If they so choose.
Do they pay rent?
No.
Great.
Your aunt was a very kind-hearted soul.
Well, so it seems.
She's made provisions for the upkeep of Inverness. There's a modest endowment.
Well, who are these people?
In my opinion, they are primarily outcasts from society.
What if I decide to put the place up for sale?
It's forbidden.
Well, what if I don't want to inherit Inverness?
Then it will go to the caretaker.
And who's that?
He calls himself Old Farseeing Art.
He's still there?
Apparently.
Does he know about this?
Of course.
Does he want Inverness?
Apparently not.
Well, look, if I don't want it and he doesn't want it, then who will get it?
It will be demolished.
What?
I'm afraid so.
So, if I inherit the mansion, I also inherit the outcasts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Where do I sign?
Here. And here. And over here. And down here. And up here. And back around here. And upside down here. And in between here, here, and here.
Oh, well, I'm back. What was that? Where's that coming from?
It's me.
Me who? Who is it?
It's
no,
maybe I'm one of them visitable.
Maybe, but I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe I'm a sunset.
More likely you've descended right behind this hedge.
Oh.
Old Farseeing Art.
I guess it wasn't invisible.
No, not that I could see.
Shoot.
Well, Art, looks like you've kept the old place in fairly good shape.
Yeah, well, it's still standing.
You know, I forgot how big it is.
Well, you got the whole mountaintop and then some.
No, I meant the mansion. It's enormous.
You know, at times it seems bigger than other times. You ever notice that?
No, I don't recall that.
Yeah, well, can I give you a hand, carry a bag for you?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Well, we better get in before it starts pouring again.
What room should I take?
Up to you. You're the new squire.
Well, I suppose I could take my old room.
No, Poodle's bunked up there.
Poodle's?
Yeah, Lady Pompon's niece.
Lady Pompon?
Some old friend of Lady Jowl's. She came to visit a while back and she never left.
Hmm. Well, what about Lord Chell's old quarters?
Yeah, that's a good choice. Well, ladies, if you don't mind living with a bunch of stuffed heads.
Stuffed heads?
Yeah, Lord Jowls, he sure loved Africa.
Ah, stuffed animal heads?
Mostly.
Why, are some of them human?
Around here, you never can tell.
Nothing is certain but the unforeseen.
Here you go. Well, I'll see you later.
Thanks. Old Art?
Yeah?
Has anything strange been going on that I should know about?
Why are you asking?
Because there was always something strange going on around here.
Yep, you said it.
Good grief. Lord Giles had a fondness for Africa, all right. Looks like he shot and stuffed a good deal of it. Oh, God, there's even a tiger on the floor, flat as a board, poor thing. And a zebra skin on the bed. Oh, God. And what's on the walls? A rhino head. An antelope head. Nice horns. Looks like a good place to toss my hat. Hey, good shot. A hippo's head. Ah, that is too much. I can fit my whole head in the mouth. Spears and shields and swords and... Well, thank God he doesn't have a stuffed elephant in... Is that rhino cross-eyed? I guess if I had a big horn on the end of my nose, I'd be cross-eyed too. Now let's see now. A nice sized closet.
Oh, what? Hello.
Are you just passing through?
Yes.
I see. Well, I'm Jack Flanders.
Oh.
And you are?
Evie?
Was that a question?
Is it?
Do you live here?
In the closet?
No, I meant Inverness.
Sort of.
Uh-huh. Well?
I'm Lady Ponpon's niece.
Oh, you must be Poodles.
Yes.
But you prefer to be called Evie.
Please.
All right, Evie. Actually, I have a few things to hang in the closet, so...
Can I come back?
To the closet?
No, I meant... It was nice to meet you.
Evie?
Yes?
What were you looking for?
Where?
In the closet.
I was... looking for a way out.
You can't catch two frogs with one hand.
After many years, Jack Flanders has returned to Inverness. He inherited the estate from his aunt, Lady Jowls. And now that he's unpacked and settled in, he decides to once again explore the old mansion.
Well, let's see. I think this was my aunt's quarters. I remember she had a bay window that looked out over the maze.
As Jack swings the door open, it bumps into...
Ah!
Oh, whoops.
Someone bending over.
Sorry.
Ah!
Are you all right?
Who are you, barging in like that?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm Jack Flanders.
You are the heir to Inverness.
And you must be Lady Ponpon. Well, here, let me help you out.
No, you have done quite enough.
Well, I didn't expect anyone in my aunt's room. I
was looking for Poodles.
Under the bed?
Poodles hides in the most inconvenient places.
Yes, I saw her about 20 minutes ago.
Uh-huh. And where was she?
She was in my closet.
Aha!
But she left.
She'll be back.
Well, I'm staying in
Lord Jowl's quarters, I know.
But how did you know? I just moved in.
You look like the type.
Oh, what type?
Aren't you some sort of great adventurer?
Well, I've been in some...
Here we are. And where is the cupboard?
The cupboard? Oh, the closet, right. Well, it's the sliding doors over there, framed by the elephant tusks.
Aha. Poodles? Poodles. Your cupboard is bare.
I tried to tell you.
Did you?
Yes, I said that she had left.
And then you unpacked and hung your wardrobe.
Yes, why?
Because, as I said, your cupboard is bare.
Oh, my God, my clothes, they're gone.
When you find Poodles, tell her Lady Pompom desires her presence forthwith.
I just hung my clothes in here, and I think it's time to look for Poodles. Evie, what are you doing out here in the rain?
Oh, my friends flew away.
Evie, what did you do with my clothes?
What clothes?
The clothes I put in the closet.
I don't know.
You don't know what you did with them?
What were they?
Evie, they were shirts and pants and a suit, socks, you know, clothing.
Did they vanish?
Well, the closet is bare, just like it was when you were in there.
I wasn't bare.
Evie, I know you weren't bare, but... Oh, God.
If you hung your clothes there and when you went back they weren't there, I'm certain by now something is there.
Huh?
That's how it is here.
Evie, will you come in out of the rain?
Okay.
All right. Just take a look for yourself. There. You see what I mean?
It's full.
Oh, full of what? Emptiness?
Clothing.
Evie, now how can it be... Oh, my God, it is full. Oh, wait a minute. These are not my clothes.
Of course not.
Well, they're all safari sort of things. I mean, like stuff out of the 1920s. Wait a minute. I wonder if these outfits belong to Lord Jowls.
I think they'll fit you.
Evie, what did you do with my clothes?
I didn't do it, honest.
Okay, so then who did do it?
Nobody knows.
What do you mean?
It just happens.
Oh, damn it. They even took all my shoes, my hiking boots, my good sneakers, and look what they left me. High-top boots and these big clodhoppers and some old spiked golf shoes. Look at this. Spats.
You know what I think?
What?
Inverness is saying, "Welcome back, Jack."
The camel carries the burden. The dog does the panting.
No. Every single shirt and jacket has epaulets, for God's sake. Well, let's see what kind of pants I can find. Oh, no, they're all knee-length. I'll look like Teddy Roosevelt digging up the Panama Canal. And they took all of my shoes, naturally, except for the beat-up sneakers I was wearing. Well, I'm just not going to wear these high-top boots. It'll take me an hour to lace them up. Oh, shoot.